Will and Woody on Pertsy at 92.9 as part of an extension of the Happiness Project, or really the genesis of the Happiness Project, is the book you've got called The Happiness Trap Hides.
Yes, yes.
Written by a bloke called Dr. Russ Harris, who joins us in the studio now. And Dr. Russ is taking some calls and trying to help you work through some issues which might be your last 5 kilos and trying to find some true happiness.
Someone contacted me over email who wanted to share quite a personal story. She's struggling a lot at the moment. Hello, Darian. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Hey, Darian.
Now, I know you're in a bit of a bad place at the moment. Do you want to share with Dr. Russ what you're going through?
2 years ago, I gave birth to twins, and we lost one of my sons 40 minutes after he was born. And I'm just really struggling with, like, getting past the sad part. Like, I feel like I'm stuck. I have a five-year-old and I have a two-year-old now, and I don't know how to get unstuck and be happy with them as well.
Yeah. Well, you know, I flinched when I heard you telling that. As a father myself, I can't imagine anything more painful than losing a child. And you can expect that sadness to kind of keep going. You know, this is one of the things about why I call my book The Happiness Trap. There's these unrealistic ideas about expecting to be happy. How can you expect to be happy? But what you can do, you know, using these mindfulness strategies, is learn how to make room for your sadness, how to honor your sadness, how to let the sadness flow through you without crushing you or sweeping you away, and how to also, even with your sadness present, engage in life and be present with people. And, you know, the starting point would be to acknowledge this sadness is linked to the love that you have for your kids. The only way you could not feel sadness is to switch off your love. It's a part of your heart and your caring. So the challenge is really how to learn how to let the sadness be there and at the same time engage in life and live your values. But to expect to kind of feel good and happy, and, you know, that's just unrealistic.
Yeah.
Darian.
Yes.
Yeah. How's this helping you out?
It makes sense. And I do have a lot of people that say to me that I need to move on, or I need to be happy, or I need to, I don't know, do something else instead of being so sad.
Can I get you to try something? Yeah. Would you be willing to just kind of do a little experiment? This is just a little kind of mindfulness exercise that's around just developing a sense of self-compassion. So it's an experiment. I don't know if it'll be useful for you, but it's worth having a go.
Yeah.
You know, one of the key things when we're in great pain, and particularly when we're going through a grieving process, is being there in a kind, caring way. Just kind of take your hand and turn it palm upwards and see if you can fill this hand with a sense of kindness. At times, you've done really kind things with this hand. You've helped people, or you've stroked a head, or you've held a baby, or you've rested this hand on someone's shoulder, or you've done kind things. Anybody listening to this has done kind things. So put that sense of kindness in your hand, and I invite you just to take this hand and just rest it gently over your heart. And just rest it there and feel the warmth flowing into your chest. And feel a kind of warm sensation flowing from your hand into your heart. And just sending that out to any area of your body where you're hurting, where there's pain or numbness or sadness or grief or loss. And I invite you to take the other hand and just rest it on your tummy there. And see if you can just have a kind embrace and just take a moment to acknowledge that you're really in great pain, there's great sadness here. And see if you can just send a kind, supportive message through these hands. The message you're trying to send here at a level deeper than words is, I see you're in pain and I'm here for you. Just see if you can do that.
Oh my God, I just got emotional. Darian, how are you?
Trying not to cry.
Uh-huh. There's actually, I wrote an article about this recently, the ban on sad that we've got in society. And there's you might have seen the movie called Shadowlands, which is about the life of C.S. Lewis. Mm-hmm. And his wife dies, and he's in a lot of grief early, sort of like. But the quote that you're left with at the end of the film is very similar to what you're saying, is that the happiness then is part of the pain now. So you're sort of recognizing the reason you're so sad now is because you were so happy then, and that happiness and sadness are actually just one and the same thing, and you can't have one without the other. So sort of channeling that and being able to embrace them as one and the same. If you're not experiencing sadness, then you can't experience happiness.
You know, it's kind of the greater you love your child, the greater the sadness you get.
Absolutely. And that's just the way of the universe.
I'm just watching Will here. I'm thinking of Darian. And I hope that you've got something out of it. And like I said, no one can take away that pain that you have. And I think, you know, if you can use some of these techniques, you know, you probably...
Oh, it's all right, mate. It's all right. She feels very passionate about it, as you can tell, Darian.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for the call, mate. And I hope that you've taken as much of this as you can.
I have, thank you.
No worries at all, mate. And
get the app,
like,
Darian.
Hey, sounds like you've got a beautiful boy you're still looking after.
I do.
That's great. That's great.
Lots of love, Darian.
Channel it through
him. Thank you.
No worries, mate. Thanks for the call. Yeah, wow. Okay. Hey, look, thank you very much for all your calls, and thanks again for Dr. Russ Harris for coming in and helping everyone with all their problems.
Now, if you do want any more information on the Happiness Project, you can head to hit929.com.au. You can follow the whole journey there. There's so much stuff, but really exciting stuff. If you give us a call on 131060, we have 5 copies of the Happiness Trap pocket book written by Dr. Russ.
Perfect. Thanks, Dr. Russ.
Absolutely don't.